7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. In our previous episode, that is the episode of last week, we introduced a book known as Islamic Political Theory, Volume 1. In this episode, we would like to introduce the second volume of that particular book, Islamic Political Theory, Volume 2. The first volume dealt with legislation. This volume deals with statecraft. Again, in our next segment, we will introduce some of the other things regarding the book in terms of the author and so on and so forth, for the benefit of those who are not who did not listen to our previous one. So the first one dealt with one topic. This one deals with another topic, which we will introduce in our next segment, inshallah. But again, so some of the questions that the author tries to answer in these sessions that he gave during the Friday, or rather before the khutbah and the sermons of the Friday prayer, is regarding Islam, is regarding the political system of Islam. And some of the things that you know, a person could ask is that, okay, Islam is what type of political system? The system of Islam is governed by who? Who has the right to govern? Can anybody govern? And so on and so forth. So these are some of the questions that Ayatollah Muhammad Taqi Misbah Yazdi, rahmatullah alayhi, tried to answer in these sessions. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll introduce the second volume a bit more to our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. So as mentioned in our previous segment, the book again that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is titled Islamic Political Theory, Volume 2, Statecraft. The first volume was Legislation. So what are the rules? What is the constitution? Where the rules come from? So this is how to govern them, who governs them, and so on and so forth. What is the functions of the state? What is the function of the leader? Who is the leader? And so on and so forth. The first book contained 23 sessions, that is 23 lectures that were given before the Friday prayer. This book contains 17 sessions. So in total, Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi spoke before 40 Jum'ah khutbahs. So 40, nearly 10 months that these lectures went on for. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to have such, you know, himmat and such, you know, endeavor and motivation to continue speaking about a subject until all facets of it are answered. So if you take it, if there were 40 sessions and in a month there are 4 Jummas, it was nearly 10 months that this blessed scholar took the time to go to Tehran before the Friday sermon and deliver these pre-khutbah talks or these pre-sermon talks for the benefit of the Muslim Ummah. So again, this book, as mentioned, was translated by Brother Mansur Limba. Again, was published by the Ahlul Bayt World Assembly, the translation unit, which is based in the holy city of Qom in the Islamic Republic of Iran. And it was also published in the year 2011. Both of these books were published as a set, as a two-volume set. So as I mentioned, this particular volume starts with session 24 and ends with session 40, whereas the first one deals with session 1 all the way to session number 23. So there's not much more to actually distinguish about or speak about. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will read a portion of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past, but where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. To recap, the book that we have introduced to our dear listeners is titled Islamic Political Theory, Volume 2, Statecraft. It is a compilation of a transcription of the series of lectures delivered by Ayatollah Muhammad Taqi Misbah Yazdi in Tehran before the Friday khutbahs, and was translated by Brother Mansur Limba and published by the Ahlul Bayt World Assembly in the holy city of Qom in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So we'll be reading from session 29, The Political Hierarchy in the Islamic State, Specific Duties of an Islamic Government. It will be convenient for our reader to take a quick look at the specific duties of an Islamic government before glancing at its political hierarchy. 1. To guarantee the implementation of laws which directly concern citizens. 2. To implement penal and criminal laws which directly pertain to the state. That is, if certain persons do not act upon or violate basic laws, the state is obliged to punish or penalize them on the basis of law. To meet the needs of society which only the state can meet and are beyond the capability of individuals and groups. An illustrious example of these needs is the issue of defense against foreign enemies. 4. To meet those needs which initially did not pertain to the state as common citizens used to meet them, but which cannot be performed by them anymore. One of the important and crucial responsibilities of the state is the exploitation of natural wealth and resources, which in the Islamic culture is called anfal. Exploitation may not be a very good translation here, because it has a negative meaning in English, but it means to make use of it. For example, forests, seas, mines, oil and gas, gold mines and other public wealth which have no specific owners and no one has the right to personally exploit them. There is a need for the state to properly exploit these resources in favor of society. 6th, last and most important, the distinctive feature of the Islamic State is that apart from meeting the material needs and discharging the duties which all states have, the spiritual needs of society must also be addressed. Along this line, preservation of Islamic rights, offering public religious education, providing opportunities for the propagation of Islam, and the realization of Islamic objectives are among the exclusive duties of the Islamic State. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to lay the groundwork for the Islamic State of Imam Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman, and that this revolution, this work that has been done and this step that has been taken, a small step in the words of Imam Khomeini himself, that has been taken in this way, is protected, maintained, and we are those who take use and benefit of it in order to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.
Al-Fatihah.